speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Those who accept the Old Testament as a reliable witness to God's dealings with the Hebrew people and with others will have no grounds for denying God's law pertaining to circumcision. I shall not review that law, but I urge you to read Genesis 17, 10 through 14. The Jews were required to honor God's law about circumcision. That act did not make a man a member of the covenant nation. It simply showed that he belonged to God. Failure to comply with the law of circumcision was a serious breach of God's law. But when Jesus came into the world and established the new covenant, no one, not Jew or Gentile, was obligated to practice circumcision. Paul's epistles make that truth too plain for anyone to deny. Paul explained to the Corinthians, circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God is. 1 Corinthians 7:19. Paul told the Galatians, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. Galatians 5:7. The circumcision mandated by the law of Moses hath been removed. But there is a kind of circumcision which is required under the new covenant. Paul assured the Colossians that they were complete in Christ, who is the head of all principality and power. He then added, in whom, that is in Christ, also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in the putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Colossians 2:10-11. It ought to be obvious to any careful student of the Word that Paul was explaining our being cut off from the world and adopted into the family of God. The circumcision made with hands referred to the law God gave through Moses. Paul makes it plain that we're not living under that law anymore. If we were, we would have to keep the commandment making circumcision obligatory on all males. But that covenant has been nailed to the cross. We are not obligated to keep any of the precepts of the law of Moses, including the Sabbath commandment. Paul insists that we cannot judge anyone under the new covenant for failure to keep the Sabbath. Colossians 2:16. But we could and would be required to if the law of Moses were still binding. Paul tells us what kind of circumcision we must experience. Putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Paul's language in Romans differs somewhat from what I have read to you from Colossians, but the message is the same. For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. Romans 2:28-29. Circumcision under the new covenant means cutting ourselves off from the world, the flesh, and the devil. It does not mean we leave the world, but that we understand we cannot be a friend of the world and a friend of God at the same time. James 4:4. We must set our affections on things above and not on things of the earth. Colossians 3:2. We are not required to mutilate the flesh, but to put to death our members which are upon the earth. Colossians 3:5. We must not let sin reign in our mortal bodies, that we should obey the lust thereof. Romans 6:12. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.